there's something lying in front of me on my desk, and I'm dreading it like I'm dreading, I don't know, getting a flu shot or something.
Wow, what could it be? Is it a kiwi fruit?
Wow, you're right on the fucking money. The picture sending is actually a choice of two.
Ooh, green and yellow?
No, fuzzy and not fuzzy.
Oh, is it a different species of kiwi that go fuzzy and not fuzzy?
I don't know. I just grabbed two in the supermarket and that's what they were. I even brushed two both off and one just remained fuzzy. The other never was.
Yeah.
The image should be with you now. Looks vaguely erotic.
Hmm. Yeah, the end of the kiwi is quite human.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Didn't even think of that, but I guess so.
Is that what you mean? Or is it like thighs or something?
I think it just looks like two balls, like a ball sack without
Well, there's so many things this could be. It's like I was looking at it. Has these goosebumps, like thighs on a cold day.
Yeah.
And then there's these nubbins on the end.
Like nipples or something.
Yeah, or many things.
On the unspeakable.
On something.
So I wouldn't be too afraid to take a bite out of the left one, but the right one sure is intimidating.
So you got to do the right one first, then.
Oh, God. I knew it.
Pizza, in your attack, go for the middle. The center is the vulnerable part of this particular animal.
Yeah, I don't want to bite into the ends of it, right?
The ends,
solid.
But it's kind of self-correcting. The kiwi fruit becomes solid at a certain point, and the non-solid flesh will slough away under your tooth assault. It'll all come naturally. This is perfectly normal.
I shouldn't be able to even bite into the end you see down in the bottom right of the image, right? That's like hard.
No. Yeah, that's right. When you come at that, so that hard bit, when you're coming at it from the inside, mm-hmm. from the other side, you know,
yeah.
after you've kind of got the kiwi mostly in half, you know, then it's fine. Like, your teeth will naturally find the point where you can't bite anymore.
Okay.
So just go ahead.
Wait, before I do that, just in a similar vein, because all of this kind of smells the same to me. There's this video that I sent you with a time code. And if you just click play, you should arrive at a time code. And just watch it for 3 seconds.
Alright, here I go. I'm hitting play.
It's a game I told you about. See that giant fish?
Oh. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. That's making me just as uncomfortable as having to eat this kiwi. And Pikmin's quest logs and all of that stuff.
Yeah, this is very much Pikmin that I'm looking at. There's these frogs in Pikmin called Wally Hops, and they look just like that. And they have tadpole forms as well. And this big vegetable behind us, we're the size of Captain Olimar.
Right.
And you know what Hokkaidans eat? They eat vegetables.
Huh. Yeah,
what they live on.
Must be a whole Japanese thing.
Yeah.
Because it is surrounded by water on all sides, right?
So yeah. So full of realistic fish.
Yeah.
See, look everywhere. Photorealistic fish everywhere.
Everywhere.
In Japan.
Can't get rid of them.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to bite into this fucking fuzzy kiwi now.
Go for it.
See you on the other side.
Have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
Uh-huh.
Listener's Pizza's going to have a good old time. Whoa, listen to that sloughing noise. Whoa.
The skin definitely tastes like something I shouldn't be eating. Both in taste and consistency.
Well, keep going. Push on.
Yeah, I'm chewing it. Definitely, I'm chewing it. Oh, Jesus.
Probably got like five times as many vitamins and minerals as the flesh, the skin.
Wait, I gotta...
Now, they say that about carrots.
Gonna take another picture of this kiwi for... I don't know. To scare people.
Proof.
You don't believe I'm gonna do this? Look at that. Look at what I did in the past.
Now, I will admit that the kiwi fruit, its one design flaw is that when you eat it like this, you have two pieces of waste instead of just one, like in an apple core, for example, or a pear core, because you've got the two ends which are kind of solid and you can't eat.
Well, one
if it
end,
was joined at the center,
the top end isn't you reckon that you solid.
You can probably manage it then.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's got some kind of disgusting, thick, black hair growing out of it, but if I just pick these off...
That's probably where all the... It's probably full of dietary fiber. Yeah. That's literally dietary fibers.
Kind of looks like a spider burrowed in there with the legs sticking out.
Yeah. Well. What are you going to do? Sometimes food is disgusting.
That's pretty delicious, y'all.
Yeah, kiwi fruits are good.
Yeah. And you're right. It's like whenever I buy kiwi... I see them in the fridge. I'm like, yeah, I would like to eat this, but then I have to get a knife, I have to get a spoon, I have to get like a thing to put all this on. And I never
eat
it.
Now you've understood, pizza. You've actually just got a mouthful of knives and spoons.
Just like in JoJo. There's a character that can just summon scissors inside of you.
Ow. Boy, my experience of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, aside from seeing it on the shelves of bookshops very often, and on the shelves of the library, every single volume except like book one, volume one, so I've never had a chance to start it. My experience with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is listening to your Final Fantasy VIII podcast and having it read to me. And boy, you know what my favorite bit of JoJo's is? Is where that guy is going to go karate chop a frog. And he like hits the frog right on the head, and the two other characters are like, "Holy shit! He just hit the frog! What a bad guy!" But then they look, and the frog is fine, and they're like, "What the hell?" But the boulder that the frog was standing on splits in half, and they're like, "Whoa, shit! That guy, what a guy!"
Yep,
that was good.
That was Zanelli, I think, who did that. He's got like a, like one of these mustaches that evil people have that you can, that twirls at the end. And it's like thin and black.
A snidely whiplash style.
And
yeah.
A top hat as well.
Oh, speaking of snidely whiplash, Rocky and Bullwinkle children's cartoons. Pizza, you live in Europe.
I do.
You brought up with Lucky Luke on TV? Did you ever see Lucky Luke?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Bang bang, Lucky Luke. And the Daltons. Calamity Jane.
Yeah, and like Asterix and Obelix, if you know that.
Yeah, Asterix and Obelix. I do know Asterix and Obelix.
Mm. Isn't both of that French?
Asterix and Obelix is probably French. And Lucky Luke is French too.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Tintin is Belgium. Belgian.
Hmm. And then there's Tim und Struppi, which I don't know how that would be named in English. It's just the two names of the main characters.
Right. Is that by the same guy what done Tintin?
I have no idea.
That something different?
But it did remind me of
that.
No. Okay.
We're not then. So, how many kiwi fruits have you gotten through?
Well, one. The other one I'm going to save for later because I've...
Yeah, of course.
I've done my deed.
So, what's your review of the deed?
Well, I'm definitely going to be eating kiwis in a different way from now on, and people are going to be disgusted by me.
What a good review. Excellent.
It's kind of like that. There's a very short video I found at one point where somebody just was filming in the gym. And there's a guy who didn't realize he was being filmed. He's just kind of off to the side. And he's taking a raw egg out of his pocket and just eating it whole in one bite. And then the person filming is asking him, "Did you just eat a raw egg?" And he just kind of looks at him and turns around and leaves. Google, Lenny Mania ate the raw egg. I don't know, that's actually like a whole thing. And I don't know who that guy is, but he just kind of did that. And then I didn't watch the whole video, I don't know.
Wow.
Yep, that's going to be me in the future, but with the Kiwi instead.
Yeah. Just spitting out the tarantula. I wonder what that guy does. Yeah. You reckon he... What's he going to do with the shell? Is that just part and parcel?
Poop it out, I guess, later.
Yeah, like an owl.
Do owls do that?
Yeah, owl poo or owl pellets. Is it poo or do they vomit out the shells? But it's like all... Am I thinking of snakes? Probably thinking of snakes. Whoa, what just happened?
I moved the window a little bit because it's like...
Oh, jeez.
It was off-center for me.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Okay. Now that that's out of the way, I'm ready to load a game. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Vampire's Dawn.
Yeah, there's another thing we do here besides eating kiwis.
Yeah. I don't remember what... We were going to go on holiday because the soldiers found the castle, but I don't remember how we ended things.
Ah, right. I totally remember because I just edited that episode by which... Like, I didn't edit anything. I just uploaded it to YouTube. Schedule style, let's call it that. And the last thing we did was we took down our vampire girlfriend, who is presumably dead, from the tree. After acquiring the crystal sword that was stuck in her.
Oh my god!
And then we went back to the grandson and the grandpa, and they were just saying a couple lines, and then we went to Abraxas in the cave talking to somebody, but we quickly cut it because we didn't want to know what the hell that was about.
Oh, yeah.
So this
boy, oh boy.
We gotta skip a little through the boy stuff now, the boy and the grandfather stuff.
Yeah, because we already... That was at the end of last episode. Yeah, I was really going to go like... at the end of last episode, we summoned that skeleton and it only lasted for 30 seconds or whatever, right? That was all that happened. No, we got our dead girlfriend back. Or something, or not yet.
Yeah, we certainly found her. We don't know what...
Yeah, on is, this... Yeah. Oh, little did they know, grandson, that as soon as they pulled that big shiny sword out of her, she came back to vampire life. And it was going to be bad news for them from then on or something. Oh, Grandpa, just shut up and see. Here we go with the rest of the story.
Let's see if this is the right file. And now Valna finally found Aisha's corpse. Right, that's where we are. Do we want to just read that?
We'll speed through it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, but why was she hanging on the tree? Did Abraxas bring her up there?
It certainly looks like it.
Oh, what didn't they cut off her? Why didn't he cut off her head?
I thought he killed vampires for money. Why did he hang her up the tree then?
Oh, I see you have many questions. Well, then I'll explain it all to you.
Abraxas killed for money. That is correct. Yet he didn't kill Aisha in a way he would
revive money, receive money for. No. He hung her up to the tree for a specific reason.
Which was?
Oh, now, don't be so impatient, I'll tell you.
Anyway, Abraxas have put a particular spell on Aisha's corpse.
A spell that allowed him to see through the dead eyes of Aisha.
Because Abraxas was using Aisha's body as bait.
Since vampires are drawn to blood, especially to the blood of other vampires, he...
Hoped he could find more vampires that way, so he could get the money and...
And blood potions for their heads.
So it was simply a trap.
Exactly.
But was Aisha even really dead?
I mean, you said you have to sever a vampire's head to destroy them for good.
You're a very smart boy. Well, the sword was thrusted deeply into Aisha's heart.
If you stab the heart of a vampire, they'll be completely paralyzed.
But they really aren't truly dead, only completely paralyzed and very weak.
Shortly later, it was going to turn out to be a very grave factor.
However, at the same time, at Abraxas' hideout.
Oh.
There we go. Okay, now put the speed back to regular.
Alright, let's see if something happens in the meantime.
What's this?
No! Aisha! Says Valna.
Okay.
Podcast listeners, yeah. We're here in the cave with Abraxas. He's talking to his demon statue friend with next to his hot air balloons and his half-dragon sculptures.
And 10 pentagrams. But
in the Tetris pattern on the ground. Very poorly set up. What was he thinking? This is all over the shop. But we get Valnar's dialogue and Valnar's character portrait as if Abraxas can hear Valnar and know that it's Valnar, I guess.
Yeah, he's watching Aisha TV.
Aisha TV on the hot air balloon, yeah. Kind of looks like two flashing kiwi fruits, doesn't it?
Yes. You know, the thing that the gargoyles are holding look a little more like flashing kiwi fruits, all fuzzy.
Yeah, they do have a kind of fuzzy texture, you're right.
Okay, Abraxas says, it's him again.
Oh, sweet! Apparently somebody put a lot of effort into all of this.
I think this is the dialogue that is like replaying dialogue from just a few minutes ago in-game.
Yeah, exactly. So we know it's like we're not chronologically advancing, but we actually jump back a little in time to see it from his perspective.
That's kind of cool. Good touch, Marlax. Well done.
Elaine says, Asghar, you are so tactless.
Ah, savant! Death is just a game.
And Abraxas again. There's also the little whore of his.
Oh, Abraxas. Who is this?
Wait, I know him too, don't I?
From where? From where?
Dot, 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 dot.
Give it a turn. Aisha! My beloved Aisha! Is Valna.
Just why did all this happen? I love you so much.
Oh, Valna.
No! That's when the wind was like, hitting.
And his hair moved, yeah. Exactly. And he went down on his knees.
Yep,
and he said, no. Well, whatever. At least now I know where the two are now. And I'll kill
the other one as well. Yes, this is all going to grant me a lot of wealth.
Oh, Aisha, says Valna.
Okay, this is just kind of before they were getting the sword out of her, right? So let's see what's going to happen once we finally get back there. Asghar says, let's get her down from there.
Hey, nice sword.
Braxis says, hey, my beautiful sword. Whatever. Soon I can buy thousands of new swords.
Huh, what are they doing now?
Asghar, please revive her, says Valna.
Fine, if that is your only wish.
Yes, please.
Oh, that's nice of him.
But then you owe me even more, Valna.
Elaine says, stop talking like that all the time. You owe me this, you owe me that.
Ah.
Stop arguing, help me instead, says
Stop arguing, help me instead. It's great. It's best to take her inside the cave. The strong wind doesn't blow in there.
I like it. Then she's going to be revived where she met her death.
I think it's almost macabre, but fine, as long as she lives again.
Well, they want to revive her. Such fools.
All right, here we are.
Peter, this is theater of the mind. This is really kind of cool. I like this.
It's also very, I don't know, ecological by Malaxis to not have to animate anything because we see it from Abraxas' perspective. Valna says, okay, well, and what now?
Now you give me the blood of a human who slept with a vampire.
Valna says, come again?
You heard me, the blood of a human who slept with a vampire.
Don't tell me you have brought no blood.
He didn't have... says Velna.
Don't you even follow? You were there when I took some of your blood to resurrect.
Elaine, you knew you needed such blood.
Of course, how foolish of me.
Such weaklings.
And what do we do now?
We take my blood again, says Velna.
Oh, Velna.
By my blood, she shall be revived.
That's insane. That'll never work, says Elaine.
No, we won't do this.
And why not? It worked with Elaine.
Volnar, we need the blood of a human.
You are a vampire.
I think these are all just lame excuses.
Because you don't want Aisha to live again.
Volna, stop saying something like that, says Elaine.
You dare to criticize me?
Yes, you only want me to be miserable.
So you can control me more easily.
Har har, they're about to rip off each other's throats, says Abraxas.
Valna, I am warning you.
No, I'm warning you.
Don't stretch it.
Me? You want me not to stretch it?
Oh, God.
I am your creator. Don't ever forget that.
Oh, how I'd love to forget it, says Valna.
Good one, Valna. Okay, enough is enough.
Abraxas on the other side of the screen with popcorn in his hand says, priceless, what a scene. And we got a fade to black and now we see the scene firsthand.
Well, actually in the cave now. Yeah, and they've just got, Aisha is dumped out in the cave over there. Alnar and Asgar are at each other's faces. Mm-hmm.
Well, now reach out your hand now.
And why should I?
Reach out your hand now.
Fine.
Asgar, what are you up to?
Oh, Asgar pulled out a sword. saying, hold still.
Hey.
Okay, he cut Valna's hand a little. And Valna says, ouch.
Well, nah, Zelaine.
Now, fill her mouth with your blood.
Asgar, you're not really trying to...
I will show him what his stubbornness is going to cause.
Aisha, now you'll live, says Velna, who can't read the situation at all.
Ran over to the corpse, he's pouring blood in her mouth. Asgar saying, that's the way.
Just where is all of this going?
What? Okay, I guess Asgard shouts a spell or something. He says, In Nov Est Pur. Yeah.
Sistor Est Dan.
Risen from the dead, show your might to the world.
Born in the light, arisen in the shadows.
Your soul be as black as the night and as powerful as the chaos.
Awaken from your sleep!
Walnut jumps out of the way of nothing so far. Oh, there we go. Big
blood magic.
Blood magic is happening.
Okay. Oh, sparks. Wow. Halos, an explosion.
Amazing GFX. And there we go.
She levitated and now she's standing up.
Aisha.
And now we get her.
There we go. Who is about to come up with a voice for Aisha?
What happened?
She's still a little groggy from having a sword in her stomach.
Yeah.
Or heart, actually. Balna says, Aisha, you're alive again.
Everything hurts.
Oh, my sweetheart, I love you, says Balna.
Oh, now it gets cheesy.
Asgard, can't you just be happy for him? Says Elaine.
She's like rubbing the side of her face and giving a side eye.
Where am I? And who are you?
It's me, my dear. Don't you remember?
I feel somehow weird.
Don't worry, it's probably the after effect of the spell.
I don't think so.
Finally, I get to do Aisha voice as well.
Everything is spinning.
What's wrong? Says Velna.
The music fades out. Uh-oh, she's glowing blood red. Oh god, her face is all disfigured.
It's kind of like... It's a little bit... Yeah, so... Yeah. Malaxis has had to come up with like a kind of creepy looking face portrait. He's just kind of done it by making the mouth a bit wonky and one of the eyes half closed. So she looks like she's concussed.
Yeah.
She's just hit her head really badly.
And her tiny little sprite has like red eyes. The character sprite.
What's going on, I wonder?
Ola says, Aisha?
I'm gonna kill you all!
I feared that would happen, says Elaine.
That's what you get for your stubbornness, Velna!
Your girlfriend turned into an unpredictable monster.
But... I'm going to suck out all your blood. An empty shell will be all that's left of you.
Okay, that's enough. Die.
Rah!
Asuka pulled out a sword. Uh-oh, Aisha is doing some yellow magic, which is the worst kind.
Yeah, she got some cool two-hand lightning going on.
Hmm.
Aisha! Says Velna.
Oh, more yellow magic and she's gone. Velna says, Aisha!
She's gone.
And now you see what your stubborn head has caused.
How could this happen?
Now, stop whining. She's become a monster. You have to accept that. Oh, we get a choice. Either, no way, I love her. Or, I guess you're right.
She became a monster. It would be so dumb not to say, no way, I love her. Because this has been his whole deal up until now.
Yeah, and yeah. Also, if we go with how Velna acts outside of our choices, he just kind of made all this happen by being ignorant.
He should have just gone get someone's blood.
Right, and now just being like, yeah, you're right, I guess I fucked up, wouldn't make much sense. That would be a little quick 180 for him. So yeah, no way I love her, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. What an idiot Velna is.
That is correct.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, you need human blood? Use some of my human blood. Oh, no, you're a vampire. You have vampire blood, not human blood. The spell doesn't work. I'll do it anyway. I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh, well, let's see what happens when we try it your way, Shelby, you idiot. Let's see what happens.
Right.
Should have just... Like, Velna can probably get himself a girlfriend and have sex with her and then blood, 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 blood. Then you've got the blood of someone who slept with a vampire because he's a vampire. And he puts it in his dead girlfriend's mouth. And then he's got his vampire girlfriend. Yeah. He didn't do it because he's an idiot.
Well, that would have required him to think and Kim. Be patient. All these kinds of things.
Yeah. Plan. Have a plan.
Yeah. Well, Elaine says... You really are an extremely stubborn vampire, Velna.
So what?
Let's go. It's pointless to stay here any longer.
Let's go back to the castle and plan what our next steps are going to be.
Velna's dotting at them. And the scene fades.
You can go back to the castle now? Is the whole castle deal over? We can save.
We can save, and we're back to Boy and Grandpa.
Put I just instinctively looked at the time on my phone. I might have just turned into a robot for a second.
Yeah, you did. That's exactly what happened.
Sorry, everyone. Beep, boop, beep, boop.
No, you were perfectly fine again. It was just for that 1 second. Is it my turn? No, well, I'll start that.
Yeah, so you skipped a turn. The grandson. Huh, Aisha's become evil, but why, Grandpa?
Well, the spell of Asgard was simply not appropriate.
First of all, Aisha wasn't even really dead. The spell must be used on the dead.
And second of all, Valna's blood wasn't suitable for the spell and the combination.
Of these two factors caused Aisha to become a bloodthirsty monster.
How tragic. And what was Abraxas doing in the meantime?
He saw the whole scene up to the point where Aisha teleported away.
Of course, his spell was still active, and so he was still able to see through Aisha's eyes. Aisha's eyes.
Why didn't Aisha just attack then anyway?
Aisha realized she wasn't at full strength at the time, but sooner or later, the four are
going to clash with one another once again.
And what happened next?
After they all realized they grew up in the same kindergarten.
Yes.
And that the evil
sorceress was actually their former kindergarten teacher. They all embraced each other.
Fuck. What the fuck? That's Final Fantasy VIII, Victor.
What? No, don't spoil it for me. Shut up.
That's the plot of Final Fantasy VIII.
What are you talking about?
They realized that they all grew up in the same kindergarten and the evil sorceress was actually their old kindergarten teacher.
Oh. Huh. I guess.
Cheerfully, and then they lived happily ever after.
Grandson says, Grandpa?
Grandpa, that's the plot of Final Fantasy VIII. You can't be serious.
What? How? Why? Oh, sorry. That was a completely different
story. Tus. I'm not getting younger after all.
At any rate, the three flew back to Asgard's castle and planned the next steps.
You know, Marvel movies. There's one called Avengers.
Yeah.
And in it, there's this guy, this big man called Captain America, who everyone loves.
I think I know.
He's
him, yeah.
Come back from the. Yeah, you've heard of him, probably seen him on like a cereal box or something. But he's brought back to the future from the 40s. Yeah. And then someone mentions like flying monkeys from Wizard of Oz. And he goes, oh, I get that reference. Even though he's like 60 years out of time, he still is able to get a pop culture joke. That's how I feel playing this goddamn German RPG Maker game from 2001 and it dropping hilarious Final Fantasy VIII jokes. I'm like, whoa, I shouldn't be getting anything.
You know,
but
I
like it's so
never
funny.
Got that at all, and I'm still not convinced that that's actually like a reference to that. It may very well be, but it seems like
Grandpa
just,
was like...
It seems like a generic kind of, you know, the most generic kind of story you can come up with. Something, oh, the evil witch, and they were all growing up, I don't know. But maybe you're right, maybe I just never caught that reference.
Feels deliberate to me.
It seems...
But that's just little old me.
It seems too smart.
That afterwards... It seems too smart.
Yeah, like, that they intentionally obfuscated the direct comparison to anything Final Fantasy, right? They didn't, like, say Idea or something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if
it did say sorceress though, didn't they? Or did they say?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you're just completely. But she's called a witch in Final Fantasy, isn't she?
She's sorceress Adir in the English translation. But this Malaxis wouldn't be playing the English one, would he?
He'd right.
Be
no.
Full
no.
of drawing Vitas.
Right.
Not cures. Kind of deal.
They call cures in English. Shit.
Yeah. Cura, curaga.
Wow.
What have you got? You got Vita.
Yeah, Vita. Vitra and Vitga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other stuff. Like, yeah, your spirit stat is called Geist in the German version or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, because spirit, right, can mean either ghost or...
Like a holy spirit, an apparition.
Exactly.
Yeah, the stronger your ghost is, the more you can heal in that German game.
Well, but ghost is like the German equivalent to spirit. It can also either mean like an apparition or your spirituality.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, good. Oh, well.
Kind of the way ghost works in English. No, the way spirit works in English, the word Geist works in German.
Oh, you learn something new. Listeners, you learn something new every day on the Pizza and Dan Play A Vampire's Dawn, a sanguine adventure.
Right, you learn something new except about vampires and the game Vampire's Dawn. Never learned.
Yeah, that's true.
That.
You don't learn anything about that. In fact, it's like it doesn't make sense. You're going into places uninvited all the time. They get rained on, they cross rivers. The ocean, the world's biggest river.
Well, those are all misconceptions about vampires. I think Grandpa never confirmed these to be true.
Yeah. Pisa, do we want to do a? We did the save game just then. Do we want to end the episode and maybe do another one?
A save?
Oh, yeah, we saved.
Right, but we're only like 30... Well, we can save in a tiny little bit manually and maybe then hit a new episode because it's not going to be long until we get full rain here.
Oh, we're right... Yeah, we're knocking at the door to the open world, are we?
Exactly, yes.
Wow, amazing. It's going to turn into like Skyrim.
Next episode can be the first like full-on where the fuck do we go, what do we do kind of episode. Mm.
Lots of montages.
Definitely.
If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you tune into that YouTube episode because we're going to be like, I'm on my way from misery to happiness today. While there's like different scenes playing and fading in and out from each other of us looking around and exploring the world.
Right.
It'd be like that.
I'm definitely going to put effort into this and do that.
Yeah. Well then, I think our goals are clear.
First, we search for Aisha, and when we find her, we're going to incapacitate her.
Second, we find the superior of the rat who attacked my castle. When we find them, we rip off
their head from the shoulders.
You can always say it so accurately and so ruthlessly, honey.
Oh, what? Now that's your attitude? Elaine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Until that very last word in that sentence, I thought she was going to be like, you're always such a dick, Asghar, like she has been this whole time. Jeez, cut it out, Asghar. Stop talking like this. But no, she's like, wow, you always say it so accurately, honey.
Maybe she's entirely condescending in that sentence. In my head, she is, at least.
Could be sarcasm.
I have been a vampire for a long time. For a long enough time, after all.
You forgot about Abraxas and his unknown employer.
Oh yeah, right. And third, we find Abraxas and his employer.
Alright, we've got a lot to do.
I think it's time I taught you two new spells, Valnar.
I'll now show you the spells. Bat Cloak and Retreat.
As a bat, we can explore the world.
The spell Retreat always brings you back to my castle, so you can use it all the thing... You can use all the things here quickly.
The Soulstone device, the device to fuse with souls to strengthen yourself, and the soul gambling game.
And of course, the spell learning device to learn new spells.
You should use all of these very often since it makes you more powerful, which will help us.
If you used the retreat spell again, you can return to the place where you were before you used it.
The first time.
Sounds good.
Okay, now pay attention. That's how the spells work. Fade to black. Or actually, just to 50% black.
Yes, says Velna.
And we fade back. Batcloak and retreat learned.
What's the Half-Life voice say?
The what?
Suit voice in Half-Life?
Oh,
it's like radiation detected.
Yeah. Minor lacerations detected.
Yes, that's it. Exactly. I'm also giving you a map that allows an easier orientation in the world.
World map received.
There's something else I need to explain to you.
As you already know, the world is full of humans, monsters, and dangerous animals.
Since nothing prevents you from exploring every cave of this world, you can be glad you have...
Your vampire senses. They tingle and alarm you if you enter an area with monsters.
Strong for you. If you see the following symbol in your inner eye...
Ta-da! A red skull appeared in the top right corner and it's wobbling.
Oh, you haven't seen that red skull.
Right, because so far we weren't... You know, in full control and could even go to places that were too high level for us.
Over level, yeah.
You should stay away from that area until you have become stronger.
And if you see the following in your mind, it means there is a very powerful single...
enemy nearby.
Oh, where is it? What? It didn't appear! Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Incidentally, in wolf or in bat form, you encounter considerably fewer enemies.
And another thing for if you are transformed into a bat, make sure that under all
circumstances, you don't transform back on the ocean. That would be bad. You're vampiric.
Aura prevents you from sinking, but you still would be stuck if you have no blood left in that
situation. It looks bad for you. It is a last resort to save you, but you have to pay a
high price. It's the spell Blood Concentration. Imagine a vampire just standing somewhere on the ocean because they ran out of blood and out of vampire bat juice.
Yeah, I can't. I'm barely following what he's saying, even. That if you changed back into a vampire from being a bat above the ocean, you'd fall on the water, but your vampiric magic would prevent you from sinking and drowning.
Yes.
You still would be stuck there,
yes.
Unable to move.
Exactly.
Does he mean that the health regeneration... can they sink, but they can't die of drowning because of the health regeneration or something?
No, he
would say that.
It's like, in terms of the video game, you would just be stuck inside of spaces that you couldn't normally travel through.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so in
RPG Maker, the region restriction.
Exactly, you're like...
have that area interact with...
Like you're trapped in mountains or something, intraversible mountains.
Oh, it makes sense. It all makes sense now that you explain it as a limitation of this guy's game-making ability.
But I would love to have a framed painting of a vampire just standing on the open ocean and not knowing what to do.
Ah, no! whose turn is it?
I think it's yours. I finished mine and then intersected with that thought.
If you use it, your blood pool replenishes slightly, but you lose your life energy permanently.
Yeah, so that's what you need to do if you get stuck on the ocean. You have to pay with max HP because you've been an idiot.
Get some blood pool back to turn back into a bat to fly over the ocean.
Exactly. So only use it in an emergency. Anyway, that's how it works. And we get taught out of it.
That sounds to me like the bat is just a reskinned airship.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Blood concentration detected. I mean, learned.
Oh, here's both images now in the top right, and now they're gone again. All right, let's set out. And this is it. Before we end the episode, let's do some housekeeping. See if there's any spells to learn. There isn't.
Yeah.
Any
pizza?
Yes.
Should we put skeletons in our diamond mine or whatever? A silver mine?
We definitely should. And for that, I think maybe we need to keep the souls and not turn them into stones.
Yeah. So maybe we should do that.
Before ending the episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Oh, I like this hallway. This is like my favorite room in the castle.
Yeah, it's the golden carpet room.
Yeah.
And you know what we can do now that we can transform into a bat? Oh, Asghar's even explaining it to us.
Excellent.
Let's say it's yours.
You can, by the way, simply fly over the walls of the castle in bat form.
That way you can get faster from one place of the castle to another.
It's especially useful after you casted retreat and wish to rest in your room, or if you...
I want to get silver from the inner castle. Okay, yeah, because we can now just exit any fucking door in this castle and then go skill, bat, cloak. Balnas has a beautiful spell.
Born in the night, for the flight, let my force guide me.
Right, and then we get a minute to be a bat. We can just fly over fucking everything.
Oh, cool.
And
whoa, cool. Right, here we are in the overworld.
And we're already in the mine. Everything's so immensely fast.
Can you even fly over the black areas?
Good question. I forgot to try.
Cool. Probably can.
Well, how's the mine doing? Is it mining a lot of silver?
Yes, my lord. The workers are doing their job well.
Would you like to create more workers?
Well, I think more workers would be good.
You don't have enough normal soul stones, my lord. You need 5 for every worker. God damn it.
What?
Okay, we have normal souls, 5 normal souls. Yeah, we need normal... Okay, so we need to transform fucking everything we have into... Oh, God. Okay. Jesus. So from now on, we have to be careful with the blood stuff because, wherever we are, we always want to transform into a bat. To not have to walk everywhere. But Volna's blood is already low, so I'm going to make some bats spawn to suck their blood here. Because blood potions are not that cheap.
You know what I reckon? I think that this battle menu probably doesn't need defend. Bloodsucking could go there instead of defend, right?
Because
you're accessing bloodsucking in a spell menu.
Defend never made sense to me in any RPG ever. Because, I don't know, if you have anybody in your party who... I mean, except you're fighting like a boss who puts up a big sword every couple of rounds, and if you attack them while the sword is up, they're gonna make a super kill you attack or something. Unless a situation like that, I feel you never want to defend.
Very specific circumstances, yeah. Final Fantasy IX, I think, has a few moments where you want to defend. Like, usually because you're wasting your life, using a low attack character, chipping away an enemy's hit points so you can have one of your characters eat it when it gets to low health. And you don't want your main character to be attacking because then you'll kill it in one shot. So you have the main character defend to take less damage.
Right.
In this god-awful process, which I'm obsessed with doing, and I can't stop myself from doing every single monster that I encounter. That's what leads to all the game overs is, oh, a Lamia. I've encountered a Lamia. Boy, I better make one of my characters eat the Lamia to get the monster spell from it. Oh no, it killed me again because I've been like excruciatingly slowly fighting it so as not to kill it. Anyway.
Wait, did I fuck up? So I made all of the small souls into small soul stones, and now I want to convert our small soul stones into normal soul stones.
There we go.
10.
You can do it. Yeah.
And that's going
to get that silver.
We need 5 normal soul stones per skeleton, right?
Yeah. So is silver even, how important is silver?
I have no idea, but what? I hate this. I hate this menu. All the soul stone, this crap is so convoluted for no reason. Okay, here we go. And you have Marilyn Manson talking to you all the time. Convert soul stones again, small ones. Convert into normal, convert 10 of these. Okay, now we can make like 6 skeletons. That sounded like 6 skeletons.
Yeah, make a 6, yeah.
Which is equally true. Okay, transforming into a bat.
Good if you could see. Good if you could see how much blood Valnar's got, like,
Without having to access the menu, yeah. But it takes 20 blood to become a bat. We have 65 blood max, so once we transform twice, we're already close to blood rage territory. Which
we gotta get some more blood.
Yeah, we need more max blood, right? So let's get this blood rune and eat it immediately.
Good job.
Thank you.
Is there a stat that will increase our blood? Maybe we should spend some souls on increasing the blood stat.
Here we go. There's just attack, defense, mind, and agility. I don't know. These all just seem like, you know, physical attack, physical defense, magic attack, magic. Oh no, magic something, and then speedness.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, there's something special in like this, the skill increase or the stat increase menu.
Oh, yeah, maybe that. Yeah, that could be true. Okay, this time we said...
Skeleton.
More skeletons, please.
So be it. I'll need 5 of your normal soul stones.
Oh, cool.
Red screen flash, and now we have another skeleton mining silver. Skeleton says, now 1 additional worker, my lord.
That's so cool. Somewhere else in the mine, there's now another skeleton working. Not next to the other one. It's got its own spot that it's chipping away at the wall.
Mm-hmm. We're going to continue this process until we have no more normal soul stones. And then we're going to walk out of this mine past, hopefully, a lot of skeletons mining silver.
Yes.
And I can't wait to save after that, because this seems like one of these actions where afterwards you really want to save to make sure you never have to do this again. Because it's tedious as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you've successfully done the correct button push combination to make the menus do what you wanted.
Oh, I think we already capped out. When I say please more skeletons now, the skeletons has... Daniel?
My lord, you don't have enough might yet to control more workers.
Oh.
We need more might.
So it's not a souls thing.
Let's look into
the
menu.
We're not mighty enough vampires.
I think in the Vincent Wainyard / Dracula menu, there's a stat for how filled up our silver mines are. Yeah, here. Capacity of Asgard's mine. 5 out of 20 workers.
It's going to be a crowded mine.
But we need to be more mighty, apparently.
To control the skeletons.
So.
Stop skeleton revolts.
You cannot talk to the mining skeletons. They're mindless.
Oh, lives. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Mindless miners.
Okay, let's save right here outside of the... Shit, I hit the menu.
Yeah.
There's so many,
hello, Vincent.
So many weird mechanics all tied to items in your inventory. There we go, save stones. Get a portrait of Alucard.
yeah. What does the portrait say?
You want to read the quote, or should I?
What lunacy of mankind to believe it is the greatest on earth.
Okay.
There's Alucard, the vampire.
Or Asgard, I guess, in the context of Vampire Star.
Maybe.
Okay. We're done.
All right. Good job, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You listened to an episode of the podcast, or you watched the show on YouTube. You did really well.
Remember to eat your kiwis for that delicious vitamin intake.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
It's all in
that's the... right, the kiwi intake.
It's all in the... wait, it's not called a shell. what is it called? It's all in the skin.
Kiwi shell. All in the skin.
That's
probably good for your skin to eat the kiwi skin.
Probably. Maybe you can just grow. I'm not going to continue the sentence.
Yeah. Maybe you should have gone with the not so hairy one, pizza.
Well, I'm eyeing it currently. So that'll go into my mouth eventually.
Tune in next time. It'll go into pizza's mouth.
Yep. It will.
See you later.
Bye-bye.